I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome in to another Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake and Christopher Tubbs, we're in downtown Minneapolis. But there are some people in Washington, D.C. that are, well, upset, a little bit bitter. I think at the top of that list, that will be none other than President Donald Trump. President Donald Trump didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize that he wants so badly. And he doesn't deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. He doesn't. He doesn't deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. And some of you out there will absolutely 100% disagree, because you will talk about Israel and Palestine and all of that. But I fundamentally have an issue with Donald Trump in this whole Nobel Peace Prize conversation. But it's not just about Donald Trump. It's, in the broader sense, people complaining about not getting recognized. And we'll take your phone calls and we'll take your text on the WCCO radio talk and text line, which is 651-461-9226. So Donald Trump has been begging for quite some time about why he should be honored, recognized, and be given a Nobel Peace Prize. He has. And then what he's had is the Republicans kind of fall in line, and they are talking about why he should be given the Nobel Peace Prize. This is the deal, okay? Donald Trump, and not just Donald Trump, this is just anybody. Anybody that wants a Nobel Peace Prize or any sort of recognition, you shouldn't beg for the recognition. In life, you do things for people. You uplift people. You do things for the world because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. If you are doing things in society just so somebody can hand you over an award, you're doing it for all the wrong reasons. It's cosmetics. Your heart's not really in it for the right reason. That's not what it's about. When I think about downtown Minneapolis and I think about Mary Jo Copeland and Mary's Place, that's doing something because you give a damn about people that are homeless. And you don't need an award to put on a mantle. You don't need recognition from anybody because you're doing it for the right reasons. I think it is utterly embarrassing that we have a president and we have politicians that are complaining about who wins a Nobel Peace Prize and who doesn't. Like, what's happening here? What am I missing? And we don't even need to get to the timeline of the requirements for when you submit to get a Nobel Peace Prize and when things play out and all that. But it just is so cringe. It is so cringe when people feel the need to, well, I should win this or that. This is not the Heisman Trophy. Like, legitimately, what are we doing here? That is, to me, disqualifying. Do things because it's the right thing to do. Help people because you want to make the world a better place. That's what this should be about. It shouldn't be about what I have to, for vanity purposes, I should be recognized. I should be looked upon as somebody that is worthy of this. If you do things to make our world a better place, then you will be recognized. But don't care about that so much. And this is the other thing about it. And this is the reason why it's so interesting to me, too. And I know that everybody that supports the president or identifies as Republican or MAGA, if you will disagree with this. But can we just be honest for a second? A lot of this is jealousy of Barack Obama. That Barack Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize many years ago, and that bothers Donald Trump. I'm not sitting here talking to you guys and advocating for Barack Obama to win the Nobel Peace Prize because I don't know that he should have a Nobel Peace Prize. I don't care about that. I don't make those selections. I think many years ago he even said as much about, well,
he doesn't know what he did to get it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I don't know what I did, but I got it.
But be a good human being. Be a good person. Be somebody that you're going to do right by the universe and the good things in terms of the accolades, in terms of the awards. It will come your way. 651-461-9226. When you talk about, like, criteria and things that go into it, outside of the original criteria for the Nobel Peace Prize, the committee considers recent accomplishments and has increasingly focused on work in areas like human rights, democracy, social justice, and nonviolent struggle. Those seem to be areas where I think it's a little bit dicey for one Donald Trump. Now, I'm not sitting here and saying that Donald Trump has no chance in his lifetime to be elevated to get the Nobel Peace Prize. No one's sitting here saying that he will never, ever be eligible or that he shouldn't have any opportunity at any point in time. But just do the work, man. Just make America an amazing place. Make the world a better place. Those are all things that he needs to do. Focus on that. Like, I want Donald Trump to focus on helping this country be better. Lower grocery prices, right? Like all the things that he talked about he was going to do, focus on that and stop complaining about not winning the Nobel Peace Prize.
It's almost like when you want this girl's attention and you keep following her and you keep asking her out and she doesn't talk to you. I mean, I've never had that happen. I'm just hypothetically throwing that out there. You can't, like you said, Henry, just do the right thing. do it for everybody. And here's my issue with constantly wanting it, right? This is the person that renamed the Department of Defense to the Department of War. And I know that's a subname. I understand that. He's using the military to occupy American citizens. And he wants ICE agents to randomly snatch people without cause. Where in that does that tell you about the word peace? Because we're missing what he's doing with in the Middle East with Israel and Hamas is absolutely, if this holds, it is absolutely outstanding. And kudos to Donald Trump for doing something that maybe nobody else could do. It's very possible that Donald Trump is the only one that could broker this deal. So let's give the devil his due when it comes to this. But there's a whole picture at play. There's more than just one thing. Okay? And even for this year, it's like a good movie coming out and it doesn't win an Academy Award because it's not eligible for this year. Maybe next year there's a different conversation. But I just feel like overall, as you know, big picture, the more that you talk about the word peace, but the more we have very acrimonious actions here in the United States, those two are very conflicting, and there's no consistency. And when Norway is afraid or concerned about the political retribution when you do not get the Nobel Peace Prize, that is not a good look. That is not a good sign. When Norway is actively saying, we don't know what the political climate is going to be if Donald Trump does not win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Just stop complaining about not winning it. Stop complaining. To me, you're doing things just for awards. That's so fraudulent and it's so fake. Your intentions aren't pure with regards to making this country and the world a better place. If you'd like to react, 651-461-9226. It's the Lake Show on a Friday evening on The Good Neighbor.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're creative, aren't you? Stop begging, man. Like, be genuine. Be a person that actually wants to uplift the world. And I'm speaking to Donald Trump. I'm sure that he's listening. I'm sure that he's streaming the show right now.
Sounds like the app isn't working, so maybe he isn't listening tonight.
If he'd like to call in, he feel free. 651-461-9226. Any of his fans that want to call from anonymous numbers and are upset, I mean, when you hang up, I know you got nothing. That's fine. We appreciate you listening. But just, it's just weird to be a good person. Be a good person. Do what you can to uplift the world and don't beg for awards.
There should be priorities too. Like, there are other things to prioritize.
And to me, this conversation, it's not just about the Nobel Peace Prize. It's bigger. It could be any award. It could be local awards here in Minnesota. It could be awards right here in just the U.S. It could be right here in the Twin Cities. I don't think that I'd be able to look myself in the mirror if I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, I got to prop myself up and plead to people why I should be such and such award winner. Like, it just feels icky to me.
Well, next time they have the best of the Twin Cities and you're on it, then every night I want you to come on these airwaves and get on your hands and knees and beg people to vote multiple times. Even give them to their dogs and their cats. Maybe they can vote for you.
The other thing about this that it just, and I think people should just go ahead and acknowledge this. I don't care what part of the political spectrum you are on. I think that the committee and the people that honor and give out the Nobel Peace Prize, there's going to be something when the name Donald Trump comes up, because you know he's going to keep pushing it till the day he dies. I think one of the things that it will be very hard to reconcile is January the 6th. That's something that's going to be very, very hard to reconcile. Like, how do you? Like, if I'm
forever attached to it.
If I am somebody that I'm looking at all of the people throughout the world that are up, that are nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, and then I look at the name President Donald Trump or Donald Trump, and I know about what happened on January the 6th, like, how do you reconcile that? That's rough.
Yeah, it is. And I just think that there are bits and pieces that I just think that you can't just think that, okay, just because I'm asking for it means that I'm going to get it. What you're doing, again, in the Middle East is phenomenal. But like you said, Henry, January the 6th is going to forever be a stain on the history of the nation and on Donald Trump and on MAGA and on the Republican Party, frankly, because that is what was behind January 6th. You can say whatever you want, but the history books are already teaching us. They're teaching that the January 6th is a black mark on the history of the United States. He's forever going to be associated with that. Just the continuous...
Well, I think that right now what's going on here in the U.S. with deploying the troops and stuff like that, I don't think that helps his cause.
No. Well, that's why I said between deploying the military to Portland, to Chicago, to Memphis, to wherever, and he's talking about the Insurrection Act. We haven't heard about the Insurrection Act since what, like 1807? Like, we have not heard of that. It's already...
He tried to silence Jimmy Kimmel.
That's the problem I had. It is, I mean, we need to step back and think about why are we thinking that Donald Trump should be even a candidate? Again, you are essentially attacking the Democratic cities in the country that you are supposed to lead. You are supposed to protect the citizens of this country, and you are giving them the middle finger if they are in a blue state. Because you know what? It's going to happen in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I guarantee the National Guard is going to be here sooner rather than later. Henry, we are going to be driving to work, and we are going to see them in Minneapolis. They are going to be all over blue states, because this is the beginning of what Donald Trump really wants. And when you deploy the military within your own country, therefore you should be disqualified just on that. When you are basically installing fear and wanting that militarization, if I could say it, you're wanting to use the military on your own citizens, which is absolutely appalling. Nothing about that says, nothing says peace.
Hey, the text line weighing in, from the 612, it's sickening how the cabinet members and other country leaders are talking about the Nobel Peace Prize just to suck up to Trump.
Absolutely. 100.
Plus, he wasn't eligible for this year. Nomination stop in January, I think. You have to have be submitted by February, according to the stuff that I had researched earlier.
Yeah, so he wasn't eligible. Maybe he'll be eligible next year.
Another one.
It's like Santa Claus. Are you on the nice list or the naughty list?
One. This one involves Epstein Island. I don't want to read that one.
That's a good text, though.
And 612, you won't get a peace prize for pardons of January the 6th. And this is another thing that I just don't think that a person can really reconcile. Okay? Anybody out there that's a Trump supporter that says he should get the Nobel Peace Prize, reconcile this. He was liable for sexual abuse. Oops.
Hmm?
Oops.
No.
Oops.
No. No. Never.
Huh?
Never.
And by the way, the Venezuelan opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, she was awarded the prize after she was nominated last year by a group that included then-Senator Marco Rubio, who is now Trump's Secretary of State. The Norwegian Nobel Committee said it was honoring Machado, quote, for her tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela and for her struggle to achieve a just and peaceful transition from dictatorship to democracy.
Kind of sounds like the opposite of Donald Trump.
The way that was worded?
That seems intentional.
Interesting.
I mean... So if she was trying to make a just society and a peaceful transition of power.
From dictatorship to democracy.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Let's call it what it is. That's exactly
Trump did call her, though. He called her and congratulated her.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
Uh-huh. Did he ever call Biden after 2020? After the win?
Did he call Governor Wallace about the Horpins dying?
I don't think so. Maybe he was trying to get some information, and maybe he could figure out where she was at so he could go get that Nobel Peace Prize and maybe just put his name on it.
Man. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And let's talk about the term that people have been wearing out for the last couple of years, woke. We get to that next year on The Lake Show. Hey, rocking out on a Friday night. here on the Lake Show. I don't engage with people that use the term woke anymore. I don't.
What's the opposite of being sleepy?
I'm not going to do it. It's bad faith conversations, and I'm not going to entertain them anymore. I will not be engaging with people that use the term woke.
You'd hate my family.
Anymore. The term has been just taken out of black culture and used to now somehow be used as a negative towards intellectuals that are left or maybe liberal leaning. And that's unfortunate. And so, like, now in society, it's almost the way that people have used it in the last 2 years. It's almost like it's some sort of slur at you. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
Which is, it's just the weirdest thing ever. It's like, you know, as a black person that looks at where it came out of, the place of how it was used, because when we talk about words that are used in the black community, certain lingo, certain things that we just kind of use, and then they kind of spawns off and it goes into mainstream.
And,
like I mean, even like words like lit, like, mm-hmm. you know, when black people say, oh, it's lit, right? Yeah. Like it's happening. It's, and then everybody else starts using it. I'm not saying that there are things that in terms of like that latch on and kind of explode into bigger phenomenons culturally in society that nobody else can use that type of terminology. But in terms of like the way that it's used,
you got to use it correctly.
Yes. And that's not what we're doing with woke. Like, seriously, now it's supposed to, whenever somebody, oh, you're so woke.
Yeah.
Like when I hear somebody like
the
talk
war
about,
on woke.
Yeah. When people use it in those odd type of ways, mm-hmm. it just reeks of you're pretty ignorant about like the origination of the phrase or the word in general.
Yeah.
It's just so weird.
When I think of the word woke, I think of empathetic, compassionate, educated, well-meaning.
It was coming out of be educated about what's going on in the world.
Okay, like, see, I thought there was like an emotional connection with it too.
It's about be educated about your surroundings and what's going on in the world right now. That's where it originated from.
Okay.
You know, in terms of like whether it was on black college campuses or whatever in black culture, that's where it came from. But now it's just, typically it's somebody that is attacking somebody that may be a liberal or left-leaning or maybe somebody that's a minority from the right. And it just kind of a weird thing.
Well, yeah, because a lot of these right-wing media outlets have taken it and put it on their crayons and their graphics, and all of a sudden they're like anti-woke, war on woke, gotta fight woke. And it's like, what the hell is woke? Like, I don't even, like Antifa, I don't even know what, Antifa is like anti-fascist, but it's an ideology, so you're fighting an ideology? Like, I can't follow it. So what I thought it was, maybe I'm incorrect and I need to be educated.
I think it's outstanding the way that Professor Esau McCauley from Wheaton College in Illinois, this is, the way that he articulates this is and lays it out is outstanding. I think that this is probably the best explanation that you can, if you want to accept it and decipher it and understand it, because clearly as a black man, understanding that the phrase woke in our society or in our culture has been around for a long, long time going back. And we even have had fun with it with other black Americans. It's like within black culture, we have had fun at the expense of others that look exactly like us or maybe think like us. But listen to the professor's breakdown of kind of the origin and how it's being used today.
There was in black culture the language of woke that existed. And it simply meant to be socially aware of like the history of discrimination and to use that awareness to contend for more equal treatment today. And even within Black culture, there was a mocking of people who were too woke from within our community. Do y'all do clips in this podcast? There's a video, and maybe it's in the movie CB4 or something like that, yeah, where that goes, I'm black, I'm blackity black. That guy will be, for us, super woke. He was super conscious. Not super liberal, super conscious, okay, in a way that almost parodied itself. Yeah. And so within our own context, we have both socially conscious and we are policing someone who was too woke. Like, bro, you just like everything ain't the enemy, right? Yeah. And so that was an entire interior conversation. Jeez. And but because we don't have the ability, we don't control any media, we can't fight back against it. We don't. But if everyone says it, this is now the definition. Hmm. And then it becomes an ideology. And then it somehow gets like tied to Germany. And now somehow Karl Marx has been in woke. It's like, no, it's like a black dude in Chicago. They can redefine a term.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then redeploy for their own purposes. But the fact that they chose a black term and they used the black term as the moniker for all things that are bad is a particular form of cultural colonialization.
Yeah.
And so now if you say, woke means any left-leaning political idea that I don't like, that is actually taking something from Black culture, exploiting it, and then using it to your advantage.
All right, so I think that one of the important things that we must understand, and this is just about terminology and words that we use and all that stuff, whatever, in life, and this is regardless of whether you're Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, whatever, there are times when people will use certain words or verbiage or go after people, whatever, and people will look, and we all have to be honest with ourselves, right, Chris? And we just have to look at the situation or have the conversation with the people and say, it's actually not that deep. I've had to do that with people that look exactly like me, that have the same maybe mentality with me, and I'd be like, bro, it's not that deep. Like, and so I think that that's the place where we find ourselves right now when we start having these war of words and what meanings are. Like for instance, when we had the whole, and this is not with regards to politics, but like, let's talk about hip hop. Like, okay, for the last year and a half, we've had the Drake, Kendrick, Lamar back and
that
forth.
That beef, yeah.
Right? There's been conversations that I've had with fellow hip hop heads or friends of mine. I'd be like, bro, what you're talking about, it's not that deep. Like, you're trying to make it into something that it is not.
But the problem with that, Henry, while good in theory, you've got to have a conversation with somebody that is willing to change their mind, somebody that is willing to have an open mind about that. Because if you and I have a conversation and I am just hell-bent in my way, I'm set in what I believe, you could absolutely tell me, hey, this is what it is. You could play me that, and I'd be like, you know what? I still don't believe it, okay? This is what I believe.
Like what a tariff is.
What is a tariff? I mean, well,
like who pays the tariff?
Oh, the country sending us the goods.
The people that, not
people that make
it. I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But if you want to have a conversation with somebody and you sit down, you could say, hey, you know what? You are overthinking this. It's not what you think. It's not what you believe. And here is why. You need to have that conversation with somebody that is open and receptive to having that conversation. I think that is a problem that we have nowadays. I heard that, and I told you before the show when I was listening to it and cutting it up, I had no idea. And I didn't know that he was a professor. Like, before I knew it, I had no idea. I looked at you and I'm like, damn, this is really
well. You didn't know who he was at all.
No,
until I introduced you to him.
Yeah. I had no idea. And admittedly, I didn't
You're
know.
You're not supposed to.
But I understand where he's coming from and how the meaning got misconstrued and misunderstood because people want to use that.
No. Because people, there's people in the country that have purposely used it to weaponize the term in a different way.
100%. You take it and you twist it around. You're intentionally mischaracterizing it.
Woke started off as being conscious about certain things that are happening in society and specifically culturally, right?
Yes.
And then it's changed into, it's morphed into something else because somebody else wants it to be something else.
Yeah, and the thing is, all it takes is one person to purposely bastardize the meaning of a word and recharacterize it to completely change what it means. And that is just the unfortunate truth. If some influencer with bad intentions gets their hands on it and wants to use it for their own purposes, even though it's in a negative way, it's they're going to use that and people are going to latch on because it's what they want to latch on. It's a comfort. It's just a sense of being. It's a sense of communication. Again, I thought something with woke was compassionate and emotional and concern. I didn't realize that that was not part of it, but that's part of it as the word is defined now, not how it was initially supposed to be. And for that, I thank the professor because today I learned something.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, 651-461-9226. In the final segment of hour one of this three-hour show, I'm going to give some props to a former reporter here in the Twin Cities that fell on hard times but has bounced back nicely. We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I applaud and am happy to see that Beth McDonough, former crime reporter for KMSB, is in such a good place in her life. She has been sober now for, it sounds like, 17 years. And she is somebody that was, you know, well-known here in Minnesota for her reporting. But she was battling some demons. And I think that we would all say that, you know, abusing alcohol isn't a good thing. And she is not the first nor last person that will have problems with drinking. And her issue was with the drinking, it got her in a really, really bad place. She had two DWIs. And that ended her stint as a reporter. And according to a Minnesota Star Tribune article that's talking about her and her writing a book, it nearly left her homeless. And so I bring this up not because I know her personally. I think that I've met her many years ago, once or twice. But I don't know her at all, wouldn't have her number at all, or anything like that. But man, I'm thankful that she is here, that she's able to tell her story, that she is grown, that she is healthy, because whenever people are able, because we're resilient and we're able to bounce back and be better human beings in the face of adversity, after making mistakes, after whatever the sin that we have been a part of, if you allow yourself to heal and get better, if you are part of the process of actually wanting to get better. She went to Hazelden for treatment. She was under house arrest. She had the bracelet strapped to her ankle. Like, to me, this woman went through a lot. And I'm not sitting here saying that it wasn't self-induced at all. But I root for her, man. I really do. This is a remarkable story. I hope that she continues to be in a good place, that she continues to grow, and that God continues to help heal her. Because look, I'm sure that there's things in her story, in her journey to where she is now, that she'll never truly get past, right? Like, we all have stuff. Everybody has stuff. Everybody's stuff is different. Your stuff isn't like my stuff. Mm-hmm. My stuff isn't like your stuff. But I'm happy for her, man. I really am. Maybe I'll reach out to her and get her on the show so that we can talk about her book.
We all have issues. We all had problems. You've got to want you got to have the desire to pull yourself out of it. And there are times where things can become so desolate that you feel like it's hopeless. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. Felt that way after my bankruptcy, after my divorce, after my broken neck. You know, I'm in the hospital and I'm 15 minutes away from suffering asphyxiation and dying. And then they're like, yeah, you got a 90% chance that you are either going to be quadriplegic or dead. So I am here by the grace of God. And we've all got scars. And there's scar tissue. But then it's like, okay, I'm at this point in my life. What do I want to do with it? Do I want to use this as an access point and I want to pivot and I want to make myself better? Or do I just continue to fall into the depths? And to hear her story with the alcoholism, and
I think it's powerful.
It's very powerful, yeah. Because like you said, we are resilient people, and for the most part, we are very forgiving and understanding, and we love a comeback story. We love a good story with a happy ending. And to realize...
And the story's not over.
And exactly, yeah. Exactly. The book is still being written. And for that, you have to give her credit. And we've all gone through something. It might not have been that drastic, but we've all been through something. And just the very fact that you can get up the next day and say, you know what? I'm going to get better today. I'm going to get better. I want to get better. Kudos to her. And kudos to her for feeling secure enough in herself, mm-hmm, to tell the story.
Yeah.
Because some people would feel...
There's strength in that.
Absolutely. There's 100% strength in it to say, hey, this is who I was. These were the demons. But you know what? I overcame that. And you can be a role model for other people because we need good role models in this country right now.
And who you are today doesn't mean that you're going to be that person 5 years from now, that you'll be that person 2 years
from
now,
always
that you'll be that person tomorrow. Like, we can all be positive or we can trend negative. But it's about working on yourself every single day. So I give her a lot of props. I have a lot of respect for her. I really do. I root for her a lot.
We're evolving creatures.
And I caught wind of this just because a great piece in the Minnesota Star Tribune from Neil Justin. The book that she has written is called Stand By. And I definitely want to dive into her book. I'll try to reach out to her to see if I can have her come on the show and just kind of talk about just her life story and about the book, because I think it's worthy of a conversation.
Oh, it's definitely worthy of a conversation, because we all need something that inspires us too, right? Like we need to know that people go through struggles, but that we can get through it, that there's something bigger at play other than the very moment that we're in. A lot of us get caught up in the moment and the here and now. We just need to keep it's kind of like Finding Nemo, right? Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. That's all we need to do.
There's an event coming up this Sunday at Harriet Island Regional Park in St. Paul, supporting just the Twin Cities Colon Cancer Coalition. And joining us to talk about said event is Aaron Peterson, Senior Director, Mission and Partnerships from the Colon Cancer Coalition. They join us next here on The Lake Show.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.